You are listening to the Ken Pierpont Storytelling Podcast, a collection of stories told by Ken Pierpont, useful for those who want to communicate effectively. The Ken Pierpont Storytelling Podcast will often include storytelling tips and ideas to make you a more effective communicator. For more content, visit kenpierpont.com. You can also follow Ken on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
The note from my campus mailbox made my heart pound. It was a summons to the office of the Dean of Men. Please report to Dean Pride's office at once. Dean Pride was nothing more than the college disciplinarian, and the college I attended took their discipline very seriously indeed. The smallest infraction could send you packing home to mama, cost you a semester of academic blood, sweat, and tears, visions of shame and disgrace and failure and ruin and poverty assaulted my mind. Immediately, I began to think of what that interview might mean. What rules had I broken? Rather, which of the rules that I had broken were they aware of? Of course, the dean was a skilled interviewer. He comes right to the point, but he doesn't. Ken, why have I called you here? His eyes lock onto mine. He doesn't blink. He doesn't look away. He doesn't clarify his question. I feel like my guilty, hammering heartbeat is betraying me in the silence. A truthful answer might have included a number of rule infractions. I would list some of them here, but as a matter of policy, I never document my sins. You'll just have to use your imagination. Of which of my rule infractions was he aware? I feign innocence, trying to sound convincing. I'm not sure, I answered honestly. The tactic works. He clarifies his accusation. Mr. Pierpont, I have an eyewitness report that you kissed your girlfriend in full view of the entire student body just outside the cafeteria. And this report, it comes to me from Chuck, your own floor supervisor. Now, this is not something we can overlook, he says. In this enlightened and tolerant age of co-ed dorms, an innocent goodbye kiss may not seem like a capital offense. But the college I attended was a little old-fashioned. And I'm sure that was one of the reasons my parents sent me there. Kissing was not something the college forbade, but they did require a special document for it. To kiss, you had to have a valid marriage license. I wanted one, but I didn't have one yet. Once during a chapel service, a guest speaker was saying that we should save kissing for marriage. He claimed he'd done so. I figured his sweetheart must not have been as tempting as mine, but he fervently maintained that that was a discipline he practiced. In fact, he said so plainly, I did not kiss my wife until we reached the marriage altar, he said emphatically. Then he strode over and addressed his next comments to the dean of students, repeating his statement, I did not kiss my wife before we reached the marriage altar. Did you? All eyes turned to the dean, who without hesitation answers, I've never kissed your wife. The entire student body roars with laughter and applauds his quick and evasive wit. Squirming in the chair across from the Dean of Men, I have a moment of relief. I was innocent of this specific charge. I had not kissed Lois, not in front of the plate glass windows of the cafeteria. I had not kissed Lois, not in front of the entire student body. I had leaned close and whispered a few parting words in her ear, and Chuck, my dorm supervisor, who had lenses in his glasses as thick as the bottom of a Coke bottle, must have had a problem with depth perception. I wasn't in danger of making the dean's list, but I did know that kissing in public would be bad for my college career. I waited for Dean Pride to ask if I'd ever kissed her at all, but if nothing else, he was a gentleman and did not pry beyond the specific accusation. In that moment, I saw just a tiny flicker of warm humanity in his eyes, and he dismissed me with a warning. I hurried to my room to call Lois. Her roommates informed me she was out. I knew she'd be called to the office of the Dean of Women, and I wondered if she would cave in under pressure and talk too much. Her lips, the subject of the accusation themselves, were sealed. We survived the interrogation system, and by the next fall, we were getting pretty good at kissing. Legally, with a license and everything. There is a confidence only those with an unsoiled conscience can enjoy. There is nothing quite like innocence to engender boldness. Solomon was a wise man, and he wrote about this a long time ago. He said, the wicked flee when no one's pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. And Paul, the apostle, said, rulers are not a terror to good works. If you're driving the speed limit, red lights in your rear view mirror don't strike terror in your heart. Well, hey, I gotta go. I got a woman here who hasn't been kissed in a while. Don't worry, I have a license.